Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to travel musically to Memphis and fulfill a request, but most of what we're going to play this evening will be for no particular reason whatsoever. Last week I mentioned that I had run across a record in my friend Randy Bryan's collection called Dottie, and that it had caught my eye because my mother, whose name was Dorothea, went by the diminutive Dottie. So here's that record along with a few others from Randy's collection.
Cause my heart is a fire, burning up shortlets I desire, and you, without you I vow, ye baby, you're a wow.
Thank you. everything nice about you. You are the one in a million who can cheer me when I'm blue. Some girls are like April flowers. They droop their heads when it showers. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
That's another one of my Desert Isle discs, records I'd like to have if I were stranded on a desert isle. Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra with the vocal duo of Ed Small and Johnny Marvin, and There's Something Nice About Everyone, but there's everything nice about you. Pete Wendling wrote the music, and Alfred Bryan and Arthur Turker wrote the lyrics. That recording is from April 19, 1927. Less than a week later, Johnny Marvin recorded a solo version, accompanying himself on ukulele and with a little help from Andy Sinella. Before that, from October of 1926, it was Frank Black and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist and Don't Be Angry With Me. Don't Be Angry With Me was written by Walter Donaldson and was preceded by another record whose title caught my eye, Wow! That was the Kentucky Colonels with the vocal by Irving Kaufman. That Vocalion 78 was waxed November 30th, 1923. Wow was written by Phil Baxter, who also brought us I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. We started the show with the Dixie Music Makers, a studio band on the Romeo label, and Dottie, written by Sam Coslow and Eddie Britt. That was recorded November 29, 1926. The American Dance Band discography shows that record as by the Dixie Music Masters, but the label says Dixie Music Makers. You're going to hear the flip sides of each of those records later in the show. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week we had a segment about Dorothy, and coincidentally this past week I got a nice email from listener Dorothy in San Francisco asking to hear several songs by her favorite singer, James Melton. I'm afraid I don't have any of the records she requested, but Dorothy, I hope you enjoy these. Thank you.
that while you may, there at least the light of the moon. He sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found the break of dawn. You and the song had gone, but the melody lingered on.
Popular singer, recording and radio artist, producer, actor, Metropolitan Opera lyric tenor, and antique automobile collector James Melton was born in Georgia on January 2, 1904. We heard him with Ben Selvin and his orchestra March 31, 1928, and Ramona, written by Mabel Wayne and L. Wolfe Gilbert. Before that was James Melton with the Columbia House band The Columbians.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And the song has ended, but the melody lingers on, from November 28, 1927. The Song Has Ended was written by Irving Berlin. We began our little tribute to James Melton with the musical question, Do I Hear You Saying I Love You? That was Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra on May 4, 1928.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Listener Michael, who is a Facebook fan of the show, sent me a message a few days ago asking for something by the Memphis Melody Players. Well, Michael, I'm happy to play the Memphis Melody Players, but here's the one and only side I have by them. Miss Golden Brown, written by Porter Granger and performed there by the Memphis Jazzers around November of 1929. The Memphis Jazzers was one of many names used by the Grey Gull Record Company for their studio band, led by Mike Mosiello on trumpet with reed man and guitarist Andy Sanella. But this band is apparently a black band with Porter Granger on piano. It's from a 78 on the Supreme label, which was produced by Grey Gull between 1925 and 29. Before that, it was the original Memphis Melody Boys and Wonderful Dream from a Jeanette 78 waxed April 2, 1923. The original Memphis Melody Boys was Elmer Schobel's first band, which he formed after leaving the Friars Society Orchestra. As with many band names, the band had nothing whatsoever to do with Memphis and actually played at the Midway Gardens in Chicago. In fact, the band later recorded as the Midway Dance Orchestra. We began with the Memphis Melody Players, as requested by listener Mike, and a record which has seen better days, A Blues Serenade, written by Jimmy Lytell and Frank Signorelli. That Challenge 78 was recorded January 3, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. The first segment of the show, I played four records from the collection of my friend Randy Bryan. Well, technically four sides. So for this segment, I'm going to play the other sides of those same four records. Here are the Dixie Music Makers again. Thank you.
Thank you. bet you are.
So is your Aunt Billy.
And so is your old man.
Male vocal quartet The Revelers, Louis James, Franklin Bauer, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn, with Nat Shilkret in the Victor Orchestra and The More We Are Together from April 7, 1927. The More We Are Together was written by Irving King, who also brought us Show Me the Way to Go Home, which was also recorded by The Revelers as the Singing Sophomores. On next week's show, we might just have to have a set about going home. Irving King was actually a pseudonym for the British songwriting team of Reginald Connolly and Jimmy Campbell, who wrote Goodnight Sweetheart, Try a Little Tenderness, and, coincidentally, the song which preceded The More We Are Together, The Two of Us, performed there by Frank Black and his orchestra. The vocalist on that October 1926 recording is unidentified. Before that, it was the Kentucky Colonels once again, and I'm Going South, written by Harry M. Woods and Abner Silver. I'm Going South was recorded by Vocalion on Christmas Eve, 1923. We started the set with the Dixie Music Makers and I'm Telling the Birds, I'm Telling the Bees, written by Lou Brown and Cliff Friend.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
At last week's regular Monday evening salon, a number of vintage records were mentioned, so for no particular reason, here they are.
There's a girl in Havana who was quite a sensation, a new revelation. She lives in Havana. Oh, yeah. there's nobody sweeter. She's the talk of the town there, and everyone down there is dying to meet her. She's a sweet senorita, oh yes. Tony's wife, the boys in Havana love Tony's wife. Around the cabana of Tony's wife, they sing in a manner that's rare. Tony's wife, the fellas are fools about Tony's wife. They're fighting their duels about Tony's wife, but Tony's too lazy to care. When she plays on her guitar, how they come from near and far. Oh, my oh me, she gives them a shaking up. You should see the homes that she's breaking up. Gosh, oh gee, a man would surrender his life for Tony's wife.
Why do I love you? I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am when I am with you. I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for ignoring the possibilities of the fool in me and for laying firm hold of the possibilities of the good in me. Why do I love you? I love you for closing your eyes to the discords in me and for adding to the music in me by worshipful listening. I love you because you are helping me to make of the lumber of my life not a tavern, but a temple. And are the words of my everyday not a reproach, but a song. I love you because you have done more than any creed to make me happy. You have done it without a word, without a touch, without a sign. You have done it by just being yourself. Perhaps, after all, that is what love means.
There are three pretty disparate records. We started off with Astrid Raymonda Myers, who would become better known as simply Ramona and her grand piano and Tony's Wife, which was part of the Cuban and Latin American craze of the early 30s. Tony's Wife was composed by Burton Lane with the lyric by Harold Adamson. That recording will be having its 78th birthday tomorrow, having been made on March 7th, 1933. Tony's Wife was followed by a request from Ian Whitcomb for Franklin McCormick's recitation of Mary Carolyn Davies' poem Why Do I Love You, to the tune Melody of Love, played by Wayne King and his orchestra. That's from October 29, 1941. And to end up with a little more upbeat tune, we heard Ray Miller and his orchestra July 23, 1926, and I've Lost My Dog. I've Lost My Dog isn't very upbeat, but the melody was. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶